It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kingle. Swedish soprano Nina Stemma has won the 2018 Birgit Nilsson Prize. The award includes a $1 million cash prize, the largest given in classical music. Stemma is the fourth recipient of the award since it was established in 2009. A ceremony honoring her will take place on October 22nd at the Royal Opera House in Stockholm, Sweden. King Carl Gustav and Queen Silvia will formally present the prize. It's a great honor to be recognized for my work, but it is an even greater honor to be recognized in my home country by a world-renowned organization that bears the name and carries the legacy of a legend. My idol, Birgit Nilsson, Stemma said in a statement. Since this is her centenary, receiving this award becomes a most humbling and extraordinary honor. I'm very grateful to be connected with this great lady, she said. In a remote Bolivian jungle town, a music school teaches children 300-year-old sonatas written by Jesuit priests. Near the borders of Brazil and Paraguay, harpsichords and lutes can be found in the smallest of villages. Luthiers have carved violins from local cedar and mahogany for centuries. How could this be? It's the legacy of Jesuit missionaries who left a musical time capsule in Bolivia 300 years ago. The Jesuits came to the jungle in the 1700s with two goals: converting the indigenous tribes and sheltering them from the slave trade. It was about building a different society, a kind of utopia with education, self-sustainability, and music, which was the way the Jesuits evangelized, said Reverend Piotr Narut, a Roman Catholic priest from Poland who lives in Bolivia. Many of the era's songs have been passed down orally through families in Bolivia, but orchestrations and choral works were thought to have been lost until the 1990s when Father Narut went looking for whatever remained of the Jesuits' music and found a treasure trove of thousands of pages of manuscripts, everything from Baroque operas to concertos for solo instruments, which had survived since the 1700s. This body of work is now known in classical music circles as Mission Baroque. Ashley Solomon, a professor at the Royal College of Music in London, is astonished with the way the Bolivians kept up the musical tradition of the 18th century and made it part of their culture. They took this music and made it their own. It's more upbeat, more positive, Solomon said. The music lifts the soul. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.